Good morning, 9-11, approaching 9-12 here on the Mighty 690. I'm Shaniel, filling in for James while he goes to a weather meeting today, so he'll be back tomorrow. And we're joined, as we always are on Wednesdays, by Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce President Candy Westbrook. Candy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Fantastic. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today because it was Business Over Breakfast.
Today was Business Over Breakfast. It was wonderful. We had two great speakers and then, of course, tons of announcements. But our two speakers, we had Thompson Brothers sponsoring our breakfast today as they celebrate their 75th anniversary. And as you know, we had them in here recently talking a little bit about their history. But two new things that I found out today, I was like, wow, I thought that was interesting. Number one, one of their taglines is they're an American-owned business. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because he was like, yes, obviously we're an American owned. We're like right here. But the reason they put that is because in that industry, there are very few American owned welding and supply shops. So they're one of the very few across the entire United States. So that was awesome. And then also, I didn't know this, they actually opened the roller. They are the ones that built the Roller Dome skating rink.
Huh.
So back in the day, before they even had a full welding business, they opened that up and then they opened up the welding shop and then the rink was rebuilt later on. It was interesting. So kudos to them, 75 years. They're now working on four generations of being involved and six different locations. So that's amazing that we have them here in the community.
Did you make it to their 75th anniversary?
Yeah, it was packed.
That
was
nitrogen
great.
Ice cream? Oh, my goodness.
And they had so many students from all over. It was amazing to see. So it was great. We also had Lauren Osborne from Ford County, who was talking about the Green Zone training that is coming up. That'll be November 17th. And it's a free training. You get lunch and everything. But it's to help train businesses and the community to support our veterans and get them engaged in our community. So really great opportunity. And again, if you're interested, it's on our community calendar. You can go to our website, and that'll be on November 17th. Lots going on, so I'll talk about some events, and then I have a few other announcements. Of course, final reminder for Dalton Day is coming up this weekend. So reenactment times, along with everything else going on. Friday is a 6:30 reenactment. Saturday's at 10, 2, and 5. And then, like I said, vendors, live music, games, food, all weekend, car show, you name it, they got it. So this weekend also is the Jackie Perkins Memorial Ranch Rodeo at Walter Johnson and the Amelia Earhart presentation at the Air Museum, as well as the Dalton Defenders Lion Club pancake feed, which $5, all you can eat pancakes and sausage. You can't beat that.
No, what a great deal.
Yeah, so much going on this weekend. Last call for a couple other events coming up. Next weekend is Brewfest. And so if you haven't got your tickets yet, get them now. We will have some at the door, but it's more limited. So I'm just trying to remind everybody, get your tickets now. Great event. We're expecting several hundred people. Again, barbecue, cornhole, samples from all kinds of different breweries, distilleries, and wineries, and lots of other stuff going on, too. And then the Haunted History Tours are going to be kicking off. Those are downtown, and it's spooky and gruesome stories about Coffeyville's history, things we probably didn't even know were happening. The 13th, 19th, and 20th, there are still a few tickets left for those. Just call or stop by the chamber. We can get you those tickets. The 19th is an adult 21 and overnight, so there's going to be some special drinks for that crowd, as well as even more gruesome stories. So definitely not for the younger crowd, even on the 13th and 20th. I wouldn't bring little kids because some of the stories are pretty, like I said, pretty scary, pretty gruesome. So, but it's so much fun. Yeah. And then on the 10th is a great event that's bringing tons of students from all over to Coffeyville. It's the Marching Band Festival, and that is open to the public. So on the 10th, make sure you make plans to stop out there. They're going to have food vendors and everything else, but get to hear all those marching bands. This month is also the Cedar Bluff Spook Trail. It's the last two weekends in October. And I was told by somebody the other day, they're like, I even helped build it. And I got scared going on the ride. So it's a lot of fun. I love that they do that every year. As I said, just tons more. I can't even list all the activities happening in October. There's just so much going on. But go to our website, CoffeevilleChamber.com. That's pretty easy to remember. And there's a community calendar with all the details and everything. So,
great. Well, I'm glad you mentioned. That's a really promising sign that the ride is feared by the people that made it.
I know. I'm like, okay, so that's not just a random person jumping out, but some good stuff.
I was going to say, there's going to be some stuff there, yeah.
And it's nice because usually you see haunted houses, you know, you've got that little, but this is like outside, so I love it. It's neat.
Yeah. And it works out well where it's finally going to start feeling like October, where I know. I've never been more excited for potentially getting into the 40s.
I know. I can't believe we're in October and it was 90 recently. So
the hoodies are ready to go.
Yes, they are. Come on, fall.
So. Absolutely.
Well, some great things happening. The Chamber is launching a Women in Business Leadership Series. This is a conference. It's going to have networking. It's going to have speakers. It's all kinds of stuff. Our first kickoff is this Thursday, tomorrow. It's a networking event, come and go, from 4 to 6. And then, of course, like I said, over the next few months, we're going to be working on some speakers and in a conference and more. If you're interested in joining the group or attending some of this, contact me, Candy, at the Chamber for more details, and I'd be happy to sign you up. I'm very excited about this because we've got some good people coming in for that. Wanted to give a shout out to Mr. Jim Bradshaw and wish him well on his retirement after 42 years. But we will miss Jim. I loved working with him at the city. So congrats on your retirement, Jim. Okay, a few announcements from the community and businesses. Number one, Sunflower Soda Shop has been creating some really beautiful baked creations. So if you need anything from pies to cakes to cupcakes, you name it, give them a call and they can help you out. Drive Now announced a new event on October 28th. They will host a Halloween costume contest. So I think you get to just drive on in because it's Drive Now. But more details, I think, are on their page. And then we have it on our community calendar as well. I want to say kudos to the barista Haley at Turbineth, who recently attended the U.S. Coffee Championship preliminaries. So she didn't come away with any major prizes, but learned a lot. And that was just need to be able to get our name out there. So
yeah, that's a win for everybody.
Yeah, I love it.
Now she's going to probably be able to ramp it up a notch.
Oh. Yeah. Between that and Coffeeville Coffee Company, now, like, we're getting to be known for our coffee here in Coffeeville. I love it. In fact, today, one of the prizes for our Business Over Breakfast was from Coffeeville Coffee Company. It is a new coffee that's out, and it's called Death Alley. And so it's not even on the shelves yet, but we were able to give it away as a prize today, and Ron was telling us all about it. So I'm very excited to taste that because I haven't yet to taste one I didn't like.
I was going to say, they haven't missed yet. So
not one, I said.
They're on a hot streak.
I know. The job of the week is the primary health care of Coffeeville and urgent care. They're seeking CMA, CNA, LPN, RNs, all kinds of people in that field for that office and to help them out. Okay, a few other quick things. This is kind of neat. The Community Health Center of Southeast Kansas is having a drive-through flu clinic. That'll be on Saturday, October 7th from 8 to 1. Or if you want to go in anytime, they are open 7 days a week, 7 to 7, and you can get free flu shots. So it's kind of nice. Trying to get that before the flu season starts hitting us, so. John also announced today that the calendars are out, or not out. The calendars are in the process of being worked on and created for the next year. So if your business wants to advertise on the desk calendars, I know you see them all over town.
I know.
Here we are, right here on the wall. But they're everywhere. We use it at our office, so love it. But now is the time to get signed up for that. Lisa from the Midland Theater announced that they are having their next outdoor movie night on October 21st. That'll be Harry Potter. And hopefully, she said, they will be able to announce when they are going to open up their the ballroom and the concession stand in that, you know, front of the house area. So that's getting really, really close. Speaking of other things getting close, we're seeing some great momentum when it comes to economic development and business right now. So Pink Flamingo just had a grand reopening this Saturday. They've been working hard, and that place, just go inside if you haven't been in a while. It's all kinds of clothing, and I got a jewelry there, purses, you name it, but it's become a full-fledged boutique with a lot of great items. Then, of course, we know the new grocery store in town. That's been the buzz all around. Yep. So Country Mart has changed over, and it is now King's Cost Saver, right? Am I saying that right?
I think that's right.
They have a couple different ones out there. So it is so good to look. You go in, and it's clean. They have all kinds of new items. The cost is lower than Country Mart. It's just a great addition to our community, so I'm excited about that. I'll announce it hopefully next week, but we have a new realtor company coming in town, opening up. And, of course, we've got Pete's. It's so close. I know everybody asks me every day, when are they opening? They're waiting on some supplies. It's a supply chain thing. So as soon as everything gets done, they will have their opening as well. And then, of course, Wendy's is just a few months down the road. So
fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff happening in that end. Tuesday the 17th, Salvation Army is having their Soupalicious lunch. I love that. I'm hoping by then, it's like you said, it's fall weather. Mm-hmm. I want my soups, but I want cool weather to
go with
it.
Exactly. There's a certain vibe it has to match.
I know. And then the final thing is someone from the mansion was there talking about the Masquerade Ball on October 28th. So excited about that event. First of all, anytime you can go into the mansion, the Brown Mansion, it's just beautiful. Yep. But to have a full-on masquerade ball, and they're going to have a quartet, they're going to have wonderful food. It's just going to be an awesome night. There's still a few tickets, so if you want to purchase those, contact the chamber. We have those available, and they're also available online. So, like I said, tons of events, tons of announcements from the community, lots going on. But as always, if you have a question, it's on our community calendar 99% of the time. So go out to there, and that'll have all the details. Or just contact me at the chamber anytime. And happy to help you. And look forward to seeing everyone this weekend.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, like always. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we're going to step away for just a couple minutes. It's the Mighty 690. We'll be back to taking your calls right after this.